From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN says South Sudan is using a scorched earth policy against civilians. A new report released Friday says all parties in the civil war have committed serious and systematic violence against civilians, including rape and murder. But it says state actors bore the greatest responsibility during 2015 because opposition forces grew weaker. Rupert Colville is a spokesman for the UN Commissioner for Human Rights. He says that rape is being used as a weapon in this conflict.
It seems they're not being paid. They're just being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle. And basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, to the women and the cattle.
The civil war between the government and rebels led by former Vice President Riek Machar has killed tens of thousands and forced more than 2 million people from their homes. The UN Security Council has endorsed a call from the Secretary General to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people they are sent to protect. In a vote of 14 in favor with one abstention, the Security Council adopted the U.S.-drafted resolution on Friday. In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. The UN mission in the Central African Republic, MINUSCA, was the subject of the most allegations, 22 last year and several more this year. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had called this week for decisive and bold action to curb the problem. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.